Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And now it's time for Ben and Skins Weekly Update. Featuring veteran news anchor KT Fun Tweets. Here are the important stories he's currently tracking from around the world.
Man, the news is just so sad. I don't have the gall for it. I'm going to hand this one off to you, Ben.
Oh, so wow. You
said you didn't have the balls for it. I'll take it, Kevin. I'll take the story from you, and I'll intercept it and run it down the sideline. In fact, I'll pick six this from Jeffrey Cavanaugh. I heard this on Jeffrey Time today on the G-Bag Nation, and we asked him to send this story to us. So, Jackson, if you're still listening in the hospital, go ahead and turn off the radio now. And anybody with young kids,
crank it up.
Turn it down right now, because this is a story that's a real-life story they talked about on the G-Bag Nation. I have the documentation here from the internet that this is true. Here's the headline. Sex robots will colonize Mars. Think about that.
Wait.
Sex robots will colonize Mars. And yes, it is colon.
No, it's that would be a totally different thing if they're up there doing that. So what is their agenda? Why do they want to do this?
Well, it's an incredible article. And again, shout out to Jeffrey Time for having this for talking about this on the G-Bag Nation. But basically, there's this guy who's like a leading-edge expert when it comes to sex bots.
Okay. He's an expert on it?
Are you sure that doesn't say colonize?
KT just got the joke.
It's colonize.
I'm now, waiting on that. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, it's all good.
The colon is my favorite punctuation.
So, basically, this guy says, I believe robots will colonize Mars. And he said it's a long way to getting this story, but sex robots are essentially going to colonize Mars, and here's why. He says there's going to be two reasons that we progress within the robot realm, artificial intelligence. There's going to be two reasons we do. Number one is sex robots. We've already heard nearby Houston, they were trying to open a sex robot brothel.
Mm-hmm. That's a robot?
Yes, that's a robot. And so they were going to open a brothel for sex robots. Featuring robots. It's not a brothel for the robots to go to.
Oh, okay, because that's like horny robots just kind of wandering around Houston. Yeah. Like, where do I go with this thing?
But that was voted down.
It got voted down, but it was close.
Yeah.
It got close to happening.
Fun
and the
police.
Other reason they say is we're going to progress with robots is they talk about how many people are 45 years old right now are going to be 65 in 20 years.
That's me.
And how those people.
Oh, my God, that is you guys.
That are going to need so much. There's not enough employees for the healthcare industry.
You're saying I'm at the right age for sex robots?
I'm saying that over time, they're going to be making robots and increasing artificial intelligence and working in that space for, one, sex robots, and two, healthcare robots.
Okay.
And so totally unrelated, but healthcare robots for all the people who are going to become senior citizens at the same time without enough people in that healthcare industry to take care of all those people. So they're going to create robots to help you with your, you know, mentally, physically, and to be kind of a nurse.
So for some of these robots, the whole candy striper fantasy thing, will they double dip into both industries?
I don't know, but here's where the story is crazy.
Okay.
Because it's not crazy yet, right?
Oh, no. I mean, it seems perfectly plausible.
So the point is, all of a sudden, over the next 20 years, you're creating all these robots for the sex trade and for the healthcare trade.
Yeah.
So you've got all these robots. The technology and all this stuff's getting better and better and better. Well, then they're going to be like, okay, listen, we just found out we need to leave this planet.
Yep,
we're going to have to bolt from this planet because we've destroyed the atmosphere.
Uh-huh.
So we need to colonize Mars. And so they're not going to send human beings to do it. They're going to send robots to do it. So they're going to take this robot army they've assembled of healthcare nurses and sex bots and send them to Mars because the space travel doesn't impact them very much at all. And then they get there, and the atmosphere doesn't impact them. And so they will use the robots to colonize Mars and build everything you need in advance of the humans arriving on Mars.
Okay, now this is interesting to me, Ben, because I was reading on your political blog, you thought that it was ironic that big business destroyed the planet, and then big business sends the robots to Mars to colonize it. I thought that was a great point by you on your political blog.
Right?
And I enjoyed reading that whole story about that.
And by the way, let me backtrack a little bit. It's not the people, it's the people turning 65 now that are going to be 85 in 20 years.
Okay, so we don't get sex robots.
In this country, we've got 100,000 people turning 65 right now. In 20 years, we're going to have a population full of elderly people and not enough helpers. So that's what they point out.
Now, the guy who said that, though, what was his name?
Fred. I don't get to his name because this is what makes me question Kavanaugh's research. All right, the guy's name.
You said that.
I'm going to save this.
You said that stat about getting old with such confidence. I'd like to know who said that, so we know this is coming from a good source.
The guy who said this, your former roommate, did this story in a top five market because he believed this was legitimate. The guy who said that quote is sex bot consultant Brick Dahlbanger.
What?
Bang, oh my God. Brick killed a guy.
Are you talking about old Dr. Brick Dahlbanger? That guy.
I want to lay low for a while.
Here's how I knew the story wasn't true. Because the whole idea that we're going to burn this planet up in 20 years, that's going to kill off all the old people. Old people can't stand the heat. So we won't have that problem of having to take care of the elderly because they're all going to die a lot sooner because it's going to be so frickin' hot.
Yeah, it really is going
to
be.
So those two things don't work. We don't need to have the sex bots take care of the old people. They'll be dead from the heat.
Skin, let me tell you something. If we assemble a massive army of sex bots.
Yep.
Yeah, this is the best sentence I've ever started. If we assemble a massive army of sex bots, there are some concerns.
Tell me more.
Despite the fact that that seems like it would be nothing to be concerned about.
Seems like fantasy land.
So here's what they say in this article that Kavanaugh found. It says there have been countless warnings about sex bots from the experts. We've already heard about the risk of sex robot addiction.
Which is not worse than, not anything worse than porn addiction, is a thing.
I thought you already programmed the robots to be addicted. That's why they wanted to have sex all the time.
We already have cell phone addiction.
Huh. Rapist male sex bots.
Now that's unnecessary. Why would you create that?
Like, that's a thing?
No, they're saying that if they create a bunch of male sex bots, that they create these things that are constantly in gear to make that thing happen.
So they're
not just
heat.
It goes rogue.
Right.
It's like a torpedo. It's going to hit literally whatever it hits, it's going to explode.
All right.
That's bad technology if you can't turn that off then.
And you know it's going to be terrible is when you have friends over and your male sex robot is humping your friend's leg and you're like, get down. Get out. I'm sorry, man. I'm trying to reprogram this thing. No, get off it. Get off it.
Why did you own a male sex robot, though?
Why wouldn't you? And then when you yell, get off it, to the male sex robot, he thinks that you're actually telling it to...
You got to be careful with the voice commands.
Yeah.
Now,
get
if
off
you
it.
Did have a male...
If you did Musburger talking to his male sex robot...
If you did have a male sex robot, do you think your wife would want the male sex robot to look like you?
I don't know. She'd be too exhausted to know what it looks like.
Oh. She wanted to look like Jesse Holly.
Oh, dude, she's asking me to put on. Hey, can you get jacked up, put on this Jesse Holly mask? And I'm like, no.
Who's my size?
Not me.
No one. Hardly anyone, right.
So
Jesse.
The guy says, for a robot to become completely mobile, it has to be able to support its entire weight on one limb. Think about if a robot had a bad line of code.
That spinning around with its arms and legs in the air.
Take breakdancing to it.
Oh, man. Boogaloo dong.
All right. It said that a robot would not need much force to twist your head off. It would come at you. It doesn't get tired. It doesn't get weaker. It goes until the battery runs out. We have to make sure there are many layers of security and safety if we're going to develop this sex bot army.
That's what Dr. Dahlbanger said.
Yeah.
Well, that's what Brick said. What's weirder, someone named Brick tells you something or someone named Mr.
And
Dahlbanger?
The problem is this, guys. let's say that.
Both. Like, he put them together for the double whammy of names.
So let's say that you have an army of sex bots that are also caretakers, that are also carpenters capable of building a space station on Mars.
Yep.
And let's say that you fix the hole in the hose zone. And so at that point, you don't have to leave to Mars. Now you've put all these these robots out into the workforce. Mm-hmm. They're unemployed.
Yeah.
They need work. Well, they're better than us. They work more efficiently than we do. They never get sick. They never get tired. Mm-hmm. They don't come into the office with drama. We could essentially create a human employment issue by having all these employable robots out there.
I mean, yes. We already do, man. Assembly lines are going the way of the fart, just spinning off into the wind, man. That's a lot of people looking for work. And now we're going to do this to the sex trade?
So here's what they say. This, according to Brick Dahlbanger, Dr. Dahlbanger says in 100 to 200 years, we could actually merge with a robot. He says,
I mean,
with
that's
medicine,
the whole idea, right?
We're all trying to live longer, live better, be stronger, have more invigorating lives. I think that's just the normal progression. If we're going to make these robots into the likeness of ourselves, I believe we'll merge with them eventually. So in other words, if you're an older person and you're like, yeah, man, my leg's been bothering me. Here, let's replace it with a robot bionic leg.
Oh, that's the whole android idea, right?
Right. And yep. So you're part human, part android, you're a cyborg.
Right. And then, you know, the other thing, too, is like, I mean, not no joking, a lot of this is the plot of Blade Runner. They created all these replicants to do workforce slave labor, and then they sat there and they got a conscience. And they're like, I want to live. I don't want to be retired. I want to live forever. I want to have a soul. So then they start wreaking havoc all over the...
I'm not sure they would have that thought in real life, though.
Blade Runner is real life, idiot.
I bring up the age-old question.
They wouldn't know if they needed to have a soul.
Touched on this earlier with regard to your wife's robot.
Yeah.
But if you got your own robot,
uh-huh.
A, would it be cheating? And B, if you got it made into the likeness of your wife, would it be a compliment to her?
Well, I wouldn't want to do it in the likeness of my wife because when I incorporate her, that would weird her out.
Wait, why would you incorporate her?
To get over the cheating part. And because of what God's plan is.
Oh, shout out to Drake.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.